Well, good evening and welcome to high school baseball, the second half of our doubleheader here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Boise Lumberjacks on the road in non-conference play, taking on the Appleton North Lightning in Appleton. And the Lumberjacks coming off a loss Friday night in conference. Stevens Point shut down East 6-0. Just a couple of base hits against that very tough Point pitching staff on Friday night. They did have some chances, but the East pitchers struggled with their command. 8 walks and 3 hit bats were in the game Friday night, and that's not going to get it done against a good team like Stevens Point. And it doesn't get any easier here tonight as the Appleton North Lightning come in with a record of 10-0 overall, which includes a doubleheader sweep of Wisconsin Valley Conference team Wisconsin Rapids. So we'll see what happens and if the East pitching staff can find the strike zone here tonight. East coming in with a record of 4-4 overall, 1-4 in the conference. Had a conversation with East coach Steve Heinrich a little bit ago. Because of some technical difficulties, we're not going to be able to air that. But he says that this week is going to be important for finding a lineup. They've still been moving guys around and trying to find what is going to be their lineup through the meat of the month of May. And they've got 3 non-conference games scheduled this week. Originally, they were scheduled to play Marshfield in a league game on Thursday night. But since they played that doubleheader against the Tigers earlier this season, they won't have to play on Thursday night. So it's today, tomorrow, going up to Rhinelander against the Hodags, and then Friday night, a non-conference game against the Lakeland Thunderbirds up in Minocqua. We'll take a timeout, come back, and give you the starting lineups and get set to go here. It's East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North High School. Looks like you look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the visiting Lumberjacks, Jordan Heiding will lead off and play shortstop. Willie Brand, the pitcher tonight, he will bat second. Brand is coming off a pretty good performance, you could say, in his last effort on the mound. He threw a 5-inning no-hitter against Northland Pines, striking out 12. Just 1 walk kept him from a perfect game in that 5-inning contest. But there's no comparison between the two teams, Appleton North here tonight, and the Northland Pines Eagles, a very young squad for Rob Gobeck up in Eagle River. Eric Daniel will bat third in center field. Ben Schubring, the first baseman, bats cleanup. Cam Gutzmacher is in right field, hitting fifth. Luke Strick will play second base and hit sixth. Sam Romanski is the catcher, batting seventh. Bryce Widmark at third base, hitting eighth. And Brendan Becker in left field, batting ninth for head coach Steve Heinrich. For the Appleton North Lightning, it'll be Alex Henwood leading off and playing shortstop. Taylor Borchers is the second baseman, batting second. Connor O'Lane in center field, hitting third. Dan Rothbauer is the DH. He will bat fourth. Keegan Krull, the left fielder, will hit fifth. Evan Pulse in right field, hitting sixth. Chris Dahlke is at first base, batting seventh. Ian Garrity, the third baseman, bats eighth. And Tyce Wheeler is catching and batting ninth. For head coach Dave Egan, assisted by Bob Laskowski, Ross Van Handel, Mike Simon, and Adam Dole. Mike Simon, the son of former DC Everest head coach and longtime coach Mark Simon, working over here with the Lightning of Appleton North. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get set for the first pitch. It's high school baseball on the way here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North as we get set for the first pitch. The Lightning have taken the field, and pitcher Cody Ferrito has finished up his warm-up tosses. Tall, lanky right-hander, Appleton North jerseys, pale yellow, white pants, white hats. And the Lumberjacks in their red jerseys, black numerals, white and red trim, white pants with the red stripe running down the side. And Jordan Heiding will stand in to lead things off. He has been the leadoff man for most of the game so far this season. And Ferrito's ready to work. First pitch comes in high and inside. Ball one. Heiding reached base 3 times at the loss to Stevens Point Friday night. He got on in an error and a couple of walks as well. The Lumberjacks were only able to manage a couple of hits. Willie Brand had both of them in the game on Friday. Next pitch is fouled back and out of play, and it's 1-1. Appleton North coming in 10-0 on the season. Of course, these two schools play regular season in football, in the Valley Football Association, in different conferences for the rest of the sports. Next pitch is popped up and foul again, back out of play, and the count now 1-2. .312 down the lines here at Appleton North Stadium. .380 to dead center, .360 to the power alleys. So you can get something to pull. It is sort of a short porch. Next pitch, high and inside. 2-2 now. Field looks in pretty good shape. Grass is green, much greener than some of the fields we've seen this year. Wide in the 2-2 pitch. Foul. You got a piece of it got jammed and fouled it over the first base dugout. And it's still 2-2. Brito, long look in, ready to work. A 2-2 pitch. That's grounded in the hole to short. Backhanded play. A long throw is going to be not in time. It's short hop. The first baseman and Heidig never slowed down, and he'll get into second base. It's going to be an infield hit and a throwing error, allowing him to go to second base, and the Lumberjacks have a runner in scoring position here with nobody out in the first inning. Tough play for the shortstop on the backhand, a long throw, and he short hopped the first baseman. So Heidig will stand at second base with nobody out, and Willie Brand will stand in. He's doing the pitching tonight. Brand had a double and a single in the game against Point the other night. The only two hits that he's managed against that tough Spanish pitching staff. Austin Schulper on his way to UW-Milwaukee had 10 strikeouts in 5 innings of work against East on Friday night. The stretch by Frito, the check of Heidig at second. Here's the pitch. Brand is going to lift it in the air to center field, but playable. And a routine fly ball put away. The sun is in the outfielder's eyes at this point in time. But a routine play to center on the first pitch to Brand. One down here in the first for Eric Daniel. Daniel didn't play Friday night, but back in the lineup tonight. And he stands in now with one down. And the runner still at second base. The stretch, hiding with his lead. Here's the pitch way outside, ball one. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch. That's down in the dirt, blocked nicely by the catcher, Tyce Wheeler, keeping hiding right where he is. And it's 2-0 now to Eric Daniel. Turned out to be a pretty nice day over here in Appleton. They didn't get any of the rain we received this morning. The field's in good shape. Hiding with his lead. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball dropped in there nicely, and it's 2-1. Froze Daniel that time and broke right across the plate. 2 balls and 1 strike. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. Fastball Daniel. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2 now. Lumberjacks had runners almost every inning Friday night, but just couldn't get the key hit to knock anybody in. Heidi's going to take off. There's the pitch, and the throw is down. He's safe. Got in under the tag, and Heidi steals third. Close play, but he got in there, and now he is there. The pitch was a ball, and now it's 3-2, and hiding at third base with one out. Now Daniel has a chance to knock him in here. The stretch and the pitch. Daniel's going to ground it to short. That's going to score the run. Takes a hop. Shortstop will throw across in time for the out. But the stolen base allows East to score the first run here, and they take the lead 1-0. Daniel with an RBI ground out to short. 2 down now. Nobody on for Ben Schubring. Schubring, big right-handed batter, playing first base today. Burrito's ready to pitch. Here it is, breaking ball, low and inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. The wind and the pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. The wind and the 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, inside corner this time, and it's 1-2. So he works outside, works inside. Now Schubert doesn't know what's coming next. 1-2 count. You can throw strikes on both edges of the plate. You're going to be in business. That's down low and outside, and it's 2-2 now. wind and the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays up and in that time, and the count out full. Shubring had a walk and a strikeout in two trips on Friday night. The wind and the payoff pitch. Strike three called outside corner, and Shubring is gone, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks strike with one run. There was one hit, one error, and nobody left. And a score after a half inning of play. East 1 and Appleton North coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. Appleton North coming up. Defensively for East, left to right in the outfield, it's Brennan Becker, Eric Daniel, and Cam Grismacher. Left to right on the infield, Bryce Widmark, Jordan Heiding, Luke Strick, and Ben Shubring. Sam Romanski behind the plate, and Willie Brand on the mound. His first mound work since last Monday night when we went up to Northland Pines in the cold, and he shut down the Eagles 13-0 in that game. 12 strikeouts, one walk, no hits in five innings. Game ended by the 10-run rule. I believe it's going to be a bit tougher here tonight. And Appleton North will send Alex Henwood to shortstop to lead things off here. Lefty Brand ready to work. First pitch drops down low. Ball one. Widmark's going to start up on the edge of the grass in case Henwood decides to drop one down. Shubring back at first behind the bag. Brand out of the windup. Here it comes. Just misses outside, and it's 2-0 now. We've got a cross wind blowing from center to left, at least right now. Next pitch from Brand is grounded towards short. Big hop for Jordan Heiding, and the throw across is in time for the out. And there's one down here in the first inning. That'll bring up Taylor Borchers, the second baseman. Lumberjacks scheduled to be back in action tomorrow at Rhinelander. That'll be the second game of our doubleheader. D.C. Evers playing Wisconsin Rapids in a Valley Conference game first. Brand ready to work, and the pitch to Borchers down low, ball one. I don't think Rhinelander's played very many games this year because of the weather. They were scheduled to play Everest on Saturday at Everest, and the field wasn't ready to play. Here's a chopper towards short. Heiding charges, bobbled, and he's not going to be able to get him. Throw is going to be late. That's going to be an error on Jordan Heiding. Borchers will reach. He got the hop. He just went off the heel of his glove, and by the time he picked it up and made the throw, it wasn't in time. Borchers reaches. Connor Rolane, the center fielder, will stand in now with one down and a runner at first. You don't see every day here. Rolane sporting the old stirrups socks with his pants pulled up. Brand throws over to first, the runner back easily. Most players these days like to wear their pants all the way down to their shoe tops. Rolane going old school here tonight. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. He's going to square to butt, took a strike, and it's 0-1. Pulled the bat back and took it for a strike. Sure, he's just trying to pull Widmark in a little bit. I would imagine they're not going to bunt with one out with their number three batter up there. Pitch by Brand. There's a strike inside corner, and it's quickly 0-2 to Connor Rolane. He's standing so close to the plate there, that pitch was under his hands. There was no way he was going to get around on that, but the umpire called it a strike, and it's 0-2. Runner takes his lead. And he's going to take off. There's the pitch. It's grounded into the hole. Perfect hit and run. The runner stopped, and now he's going to stop at second base. Now he's going to go as Grismacher overruns the baseball. That's going to be another error because the runner, Borchers, had stopped. And now he goes to third on the air on Cam Grismacher in right field. The single four row lane just punched it through the hole after the runner took off between first and second. And so now Appleton North in business, first and third with one out. Two errors in the inning here for the Lumberjacks, and Dan Rothbauer, the DH, will come to the plate. Borchers was going to stay at second base until Grismacher overran the ball. and that allowed the runner to advance. Now the runner first takes off. First pitch is high. Romanski's going to throw down, and it's late. The runner at third stays where he is. So now Appleton North with two men in scoring position, stolen base for Rulane. And now Rothbauer has a chance to give Appleton North the lead if he can punch in a hit somewhere. The pitch was a ball. It's 1-0. Fran can work out of the windup here. And now the runner's calling the pitches out at second base. Lumberjacks didn't change the signs. Pitch is taken down low for a ball. Romanski's got to go out there and change the signs. The runner was calling the pitch out at second base. 1-0. Calling it again out at second base. Next pitch for Brand is lined into center field at the base hit. It's going to score at least one. Daniel charges. Here's the throw. Gets it into hiding quickly, and runner's got to stop at third, but North has tied the game here. An RBI base hit for Rothbauer to center field. Rulane stops at third base. So now runners at the corners again with one out, and Keegan Crowe, the left fielder, will come to the plate. Steve Heinrich going out there and telling his pitcher and catcher, you got to change the signs. But a runner at second base, that's just inexcusable for, especially for Brand. He's a senior. And Steve Heinrich's giving him an earful right here. Pretty easy when the hitter knows what's coming. One down, first and third. And Keegan Crowe will stand in. So a couple of errors in the inning allow Appleton North to score an unearned run. Ran the stretch, and the pitch runner goes. Square to bunt. They take the pitch, no throw down to second base. Pitch was a ball. Well, it's 1-0. Once again, runners on second and third, one out. East will play back to get an out here. Shubring is even with the bag at first. Widmark's back at third and back up the middle as well. Here's the pitch by Brand. It's in the dirt block, but it pop bounces away from Ransky. The runner's going to come in from third, and he will score.
And Appleton North takes the lead in a sloppy first inning here for East defensively. Wild pitch will allow the runner to score from third, and Rothbauer moves up to third. And it's 2-1 North here with just one out in the first inning. He's played some sloppy defense earlier this year. It had been getting better, but, boy, it's been a tough first inning here for the East D. Next pitch from Brand in the dirt again. Romanski blocks, and it's 3-0 now. 2-0, excuse me. Two balls and no strikes. It is 3-0, all right. The 3-0 pitch. And taking all the way, there's a strike, 3-1. Can't tell on the scoreboard if it's 2 or 3. Is one of the lights, maybe one of the lights burned out? 3 balls and 1 strike. And the pitch. It's lined back up the middle, but it's going to be played by Luke Strick. The throw is in time at first, but the run will score. And it is 3-1. Appleton North on the RBI, ground out by Keegan Crowe. Evan Polk, the right fielder, will stand in now. Nobody on and two outs. Brand will pitch out of the windup here, and first pitch to Polk, take it for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Wind has shifted a bit now, blowing in from left field. The wind by Brand and the pitch in the dirt, blocked by Romanski, 1-1. There's an open expanse across the road from the field here at Appleton North High School, so that wind can blow in from that direction. Open expanse, farm field out in center field as well. We're on the edge, northern edge of Appleton here at Appleton North High School. Next pitch is fouled out of play right side. One ball and two strikes on the hitter, Pulse. Brand gets the sign he wants. And the pitch. Fouled off again, just a defensive swing trying to stay alive for Evan Pulse, and he got a piece of it, fouled it away. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics, or you can call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. Wide and the pitch. Down low. And it's 2-2. Long looked in this time. Now Brand ready. The 2-2 pitch. Popped up on the infield. Foul ground. Schubring slides over, and he'll make the catch to end the inning. But Appleton North gets three runs on two hits. There were two errors and nobody left. And the score after one complete, Appleton North 3, Wausau East 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back at Appleton North High School as we go to the second inning. Lumberjacks find themselves trailing now. After taking a 1-0 lead in the top of the first, they give it back, including three runs in the bottom half of the inning. Now Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder, will lead things off for East in the second against Cody Ferrito. The wide and the pitch. Way outside and high, and it's 1-0. Friday night, it was control problems for the East pitchers. 8 walks and 3 hit batsmen that did them in. Tonight so far, it's been errors. Next pitch from Ferrito, chops foul down the third base side, and it's 1-1 to Gritzmacher. Gritzmacher was 0-3 on Friday night. The wind by Ferrito, and the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, Gritzmacher went after it and fouled it out of play. Out in front of that one on his front foot. And it's 1-2. Luke Strick and Sam Romanski would bat next. The line by Ferrito and the pitch. That's grounded towards short. Throw across is going to be in time for the out. Routine play for the shortstop, Henwood. And there's one down here in the second inning. Luke Strick will stand in. Strick 0-3 on Friday night. Played second base and came in and pitched the last two innings as well. Line by Ferrito in the fastball upstairs. And inside, it's 1-0. According to Steve Heinrich, all of the pitchers will be available to work tonight if necessary. Strick is going to lift it in the air to shallow left field. Henwood's going to go back. He's going to call for it, and he'll make the catch in shallow left field for the second out. Two up, two down here for the Lumberjacks in the second. And that'll bring up catcher Sam Romanski. Romanski hit the ball hard Friday night, but right at people. He was 0-3, but put the bat on the ball. First pitch to Sam, breaking ball drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ferrito ready to work the 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball. Romanski takes it again, a strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. The wide and the 0-2 pitch. Romanski chases a breaking ball in the dirt, and he is gone, and the inning is over. Three straight curveballs for Romanski, and he strikes out to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after 1.5 remains. Appleton North 3 and East 1. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Lumberjacks trailing 3-1. Chris Dahlke, the first baseman, will lead things off for the Lightning. Billy Brand ready to work. And the pitch. Way high and outside, and it's 1-0. Brand gets the sign he likes, the wind and the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed, and the count even 1-1. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. A 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1 now. Eric Daniels shading balky a bit toward left field. A 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. He went after a high fastball, didn't get it, and it's 2-2 now. Brand, a long look in this time, gets the sign he wants, the 2-2 pitch. That's in the dirt off the shin guard of Romanski back to the screen, and the count out full, 3-2. A wide in the payoff pitch. Lifted in the air to shallow right field. Schubring's going back, and he makes a play on it. No, it's going to drop for a base hit. Foul or a fair by about a foot. It's a little jam job, but it got it in the right field over the head of Schubring, and it's a base hit for Chris Dahlke to lead things off here in the second inning. Good pitch by Brand. He jammed him, and he was able to fight it off and just loop it over the first baseman's head. Ian Garrity will stand in now, the third baseman batting for the first time tonight. Brand will work out of the stretch. Squares to bunt, pitch in the dirt, blocked by Romanski, and it's 1-0. Widmark way in at third, now he'll back up a bit. The stretch, and the pitch, square to bunt again. This time he gets it down, back to the mound. Brand's going to turn, he's going to go to first, they'll get the out there. And the sacrifice completed by Garrity. One down, Dahlke advances to second, and it'll bring up the catcher, Tyce Wheeler. So one down, runner at second for the Lightning. We're in the second inning. Appleton North leading 3-1. Stretch by Brand and the pitch. Fastball down low. Blocked by Romanski. Runner goes, and they're going to have him dead by a mile.
I think that Dahlke thought the ball popped farther away from the catcher. Romanski was able to glove that on the bounce, and he threw out Dahlke by a good 15 feet. Two down here in the second inning.
And Tyce Wheeler will stand in there now. It's still, it's 1-0, but now nobody on base and two outs. A line by Brand in the pitch. In the dirt again, blocked by Romanski. And it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes to the number nine hitter, catcher Tyce Wheeler. Brand wide and the pitch. Down low again, 3-0. When Brand's been missing here so far tonight, it's been in the dirt. Rio count on the nine hitter. The wind and the pitch. There's a strike outside part of the plate, 3-1. Wheeler taking all the way. Long look in. And the pitch. That's hit on the ground hard to the hole. It's short. Heidi gets in front of the ball. Long throw across. It's not going to be in time.
Infield hit for Tyce Wheeler. Good play by Heidi, but the long throw, Wheeler got down the line quickly and will leg it out for the infield single with two down here in the second.
And Alex Henwood, the shortstop, will bat. He grounded out to short his first time up. So now the runner will take his lead. throw over to first, runner is back. We've got a courtesy runner for the catcher. It's Drew Vandehay. So Vandehay inches off first base. Brand, a lefty, will hold him here. Here's the pitch. That's way inside. Almost looked like it skimmed his jersey sleeve there. It's 1-0. Henwood, left-handed batter, lefty against lefty here, with two down, runner at first. Now Brand's going to throw over, and the runner back. One ball and no strikes. Not much of a lead over there for the runner. Here's the pitch. That's inside and low, and it's 2-0. Lumberjacks trying to get out of it here. They threw out a runner trying to steal third for the second out. Now trying to work out of the jam. Here's the pitch. That's going to hit Henwood. Hit faster and we'll put runners on first and second now with two outs. He's working inside to Henwood, and that one just skimmed him again. Taylor Borchers, the second baseman, will bat. He reached on an error and scored back in the first inning. First pitch to Borchers is lined right at the shortstop, and Houding can't make the play. He jumped too soon. One run is in, and now a throw to second base. The runner's going to be able to get back to first. Runners at the corners. Houding had that play measured, and he jumped too soon, and the ball, I think it went to the side of his glove. It was a hard hit line drive, but Houding will be the first one to tell you he should have caught that one. It's going to be a line drive single that drives in a run, and it's 4-1. And once again, Lumberjacks should be out of an inning, but it continues now, and a run is in, and Connor O'Lane, the center fielder, will stand in. He singled and scored back in the first inning as well. Brand's going to throw over to first. Ball pops away from Shoebring. Runner at third will stay where he is. Didn't roll far enough away for the runner to try to score. 4-1, Appleton North. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Stretch by Brand and the pitch. It's going to be lined into right field. Gritzmacher will miss it. Wow. I mean, that was just, he was measuring it and it went over his head. A run is in and it is 5-1. I'm not sure how he misplayed that ball. He didn't go back hard on it. Sort of just drifted back and the ball kept carrying and then dropped over his head. And another run is in. Dan Rothbauer will stand in. The defense is falling apart here early tonight for the Lumberjacks. Line by Brandon, the pitch, that's inside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. The line by Brand and the pitch. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. A line by Brand and the pitch. And that's going to be lined into the gap in left center. That's going to score at least one, probably two. Throw comes in. Two runs are in. And in an inning that should be well over, Appleton North continues to add runs. A two-run single by Rothbauer. Scores two more, and it is now 7-1. Keegan Crow, left fielder, will stand in. He had an RBI ground out his first time up. First pitch to Brand, hit on the heart. On the ground is short. Houding will glove step on second, and the inning is over. But the damage is done. Four runs in on five hits. And one man left on base. And the score after two complete, it's 7-1, Appleton North. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North. We go to the top of the third inning.
Bryce Widmark will lead things off for East here in the third. First pitch from Ferrito is outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Widmark struck out three times in the game Friday night. Next pitch is outside, 2-0 now. The line by Ferrito and the 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball, or took something off that fastball, and it's upstairs, 3-0 now. The line and the 3-0 pitch. Strike on the inside corner, and it's 3-1. Didn't want to swing at that one, even if it would have been a better count. That was well in on his hand. 3-1. The line and the pitch. That's way outside. Widmark will draw a walk here to lead off the third inning. And that'll bring up Brennan Becker, the left fielder. Lumberjacks down here 7-1 here in the third inning. East Baseball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. First pitch from Frito is a strike to Becker, and it's 0-1. Sun is out here. Most of the players in the field wearing sunglasses. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. Breaking ball. Stayed upstairs a little bit, and it's 1-1. Widmark really not a steal threat at first. He takes the lead and the pitch. High and tight now, a throw down, and Widmark dives back in. First baseman unable to come up with the throw, knocked it down. 2-1 now to Brennan Becker. The stretch by Ferrito, the check. The 2-1 pitch. Becker lifts it in the air, foul territory, and it's going to get out of play. And the count now 2-2. Lumberjacks scheduled to play tomorrow up at Rhinelander against the Hodags. That'll be the second half of our doubleheader following D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids in Mountain League Conference play. Doubleheader baseball tomorrow beginning at 4:15. Chris Connolly will have the call of the Everest game against Rapids. And then it will be Easton Rhinelander. The stretch by Ferrito. And the pitch. Now low, and it's 3-2 now. Full count. See if Widmark wants to take off here. He'll stay where he is. The pitch is fouled straight back to the screen by Becker, and it stays full, 3-2. Top of the order on deck, Jordan Heiding will hit next. The stretch by Ferrito and the pitch. Becker takes inside, ball four. So back-to-back walks here to the bottom of the order to lead off the third inning. And that'll bring up Jordan Heiding, who singled and scored back in the first. It's an infield hit for Heiding. He went to second on a throwing error and then stole third before being knocked in on an RBI ground out by Eric Daniel. That's been the only run for the Lumberjacks so far. And Heidi will bat here with nobody out and two men on in the third. Runners take their leads. Stretch and the pitch. He's going to square the bunt. He's going to get the bunt down. Pitcher will feel the throw is going to be in time by about a half a step. Hiding is out, so the sacrifice completed. So the Lumberjacks decide to play small ball, down six runs here, move the two runners into scoring position. The out is recorded at first. And with one down, Willie Brand will hit with a chance to knock in a couple here. He flied to center his first time up. Brand with good opposite field power.
Left fielder not playing particularly deep here. Here's the pitch to Brand, high and outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Runners take their leads. Rito pitching out of the stretch and the pitch. Brand is going to ground it. The first baseman knocks the ball down. He'll get the out at first. That was a big play right there. That ball looked like it was going out into right field. One run will score, but they get that big second out of the inning on the play by the first baseman. That's Chris Dahlke over there. Two down now. Becker advances to third. Widmark scores. It's 7-2. And Eric Daniel will bat now, but there are two down. Brand didn't hit it hard, but it looked like it was going to get to the outfield. Daniel checked swing, but he went, and it's 0-1 on a breaking ball. The stretch by Ferrito, and the pitch. Swung on and missed. He went after some high heat there and didn't get it. It's 0-2. Daniel in the hole, 0-2. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. Just pulls the catcher back to the screen, and Becker will come in to score.
And it is 7-3. Pitch was a ball, squirted through the five hole back to the screen, and the run scores.
And now Daniel with a 1-2 count hits with nobody on base and two outs. Wild pitch. Now Ferrito ready to work. Here it comes. Just misses outside, and it's 2-2 now. So the Lumberjacks get two of the runs back here in the third, but still trail 7-3. The line and the pitch. Breaking ball dropped it right in there.
Daniel is gone, and the inning is over. Buddies gets two back. Two runs on no hits. There were no errors, and nobody left. And the score after 2.5, Appleton North 7-3. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
And we're back here at Appleton North as we go to the bottom of the third inning, and time for the Lumberjack defense to tighten it up here. They've given up 7 runs in the first 2 innings. And although last inning 4 runs scored, none of them were unearned, but there were 2 plays that should have been made. And he should have gone out of that inning giving up only 1 run. Instead, they gave up 4 because they couldn't make a couple of plays. So Evan Pulse, the right fielder, will lead things off against Willie Brandt. Curveball lifted in the air to right field. Ritzmacher's got the glasses on, and he'll make the catch out there this time for the first out. Wondering if he didn't see the ball last inning when the routine fly ball dropped over his head. I don't think he had the glasses on last inning. But you gotta know that ahead of time. Scott Schubring, the assistant coach during infield warmups before the game started, went out there with glasses offering them to everybody. You gotta check that out before the game even starts. First pitch from Brand to Chris Dahlke is in the dirt, ball one. I'm not sure that the coaching staff is going to be very sympathetic if you come back to the dugout and say you lost a ball in the sun when you knew very well that the sun was in your eyes before the game even started. A 1-0 pitch in the dirt again inside, and it's 2-0. Brand looks in, has a glove up by his face. Here's the pitch. That's down low again, 3-0 now to Dahlke. Dahlke singled back in the second inning. He was thrown out trying to steal third in that inning. And the pitch. Inside and low again, 4 straight balls will put Dahlke on with a walk. With one down, it'll bring up the third baseman, Ian Garrity, who laid down a sack bunt his first time up. Garrity, one of 8 seniors on this Appleton North roster. First pitch is a strike at the knees on the inside part of the plate, and 0-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Next pitch is chopped towards first. Schubring will make the play, step on first, and
No throw to second as Dahlke's able to get down there. Fielder's choice. And Garrity is gone for the second out.
Dahlke advances to second with two down, and Tyce Wheeler, the number nine hitter, will bat. He had an infield single and scored a run back in the second inning. Brand out of the stretch. Checks the runner and the pitch. Curveball turned and driven foul, well foul. Way out in front of that inside pitch, and he yanked it out of here. But well foul, 0-1. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. Breaking ball stays high, and it's 1-1. Don't forget, next East game scheduled is at Rhinelander tomorrow, and they're also scheduled to go to Minocqua on Friday night, a non-conference game against the Lakeland Thunderbirds. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. That's high. Romanski barely got a glove on that, and it's 2-1. Seven to three here in the bottom of the third inning. Appleton North with the lead. He's trying to get a scoreless frame here for the first time. Stretch by Brand in the pitch. Swung on and missed. Tied him up a little bit with an inside fastball, and it's 2-2. Brand checks the runner at second. Looks again, now the pitch. Misses a little high and outside, and the count now full, 3-2. Romanski trying to pull that pitch back in, but the umpire wasn't buying. Full count now, two outs. And the pitch. Popped up on the infield. Schubring comes in. He's going to call for it, and he'll make the catch, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks shut him down here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left. Score after three complete remains. Appleton North 7 and Lumberjacks 3. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Ben Schubring will lead things off. He struck out looking his first time up. First pitch is high and inside. Ball one. Schubring, Ritzmacher, and Strick here in the fourth for East. The wind and the pitch. That misses low and outside, and it's 2-0. Perito ready to work. Here it comes, way outside and off the glove of the catcher back to the screen, and it's 3-0 now. Perito had two walks back last inning. And now he's got Schubring 3-0 here. Lumberjacks trailing 7-3. The line and the pitch. That's inside corner, I guess, and it's 3-1. That was a 3-0 strike right there. Not much Schubring could do with that one, even if he wanted to swing. Three balls and one strike. And the pitch. And a ground ball off the leg of the pitcher bounces right to the shortstop. They're going to be able to get it out here, and they will get the out as the ball was hit hard off of the leg of the pitcher right to the shortstop. Instead of going up the middle for a base hit, Schubring gets thrown out. Call that 1-6-3 for the first out, and Cam Ritzmacher will step in. So Schubring hit the ball hard, but a tough break, and he gets thrown out. Smocker grounded to short his first time up. First pitch way outside, ball one. Perito just shook off that ball. Looked like it hit off his shin. That's never fun. But it didn't look like it affected him at all. He's winding and firing here. And there's Gritzmacher lining a base hit to right center field. The Lumberjacks have a runner here with one out in the fourth. A line drive single for Cam Gritzmacher. And that'll bring up Luke Strick, the second baseman. Strick popped
to short his first time up in shallow left field. Ritzmacher takes his lead at first. The stretch by Ferrito. Now a throw over. And Ritzmacher dives back in safely. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. And the pitch down low. Strick takes it for a ball, and it's 1-0. Sam Romanski on deck. The stretch and the pitch. Strick is going to bounce one to short. Could be two. Flip to second for one. The relay is in time. Double play, and the inning is over. Taylor made double play ball, and East is done here in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. Score after 3.5 remains. Appleton North 7 and the Lumberjacks 3.
Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Tom King back here at Appleton North as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning and some defensive changes for the Lumberjacks. Eric Daniel is the new pitcher here for East. Willie Brand will move on to left field, and Brennan Becker moves over to center. Top of the order to face Daniel here, Alex Henwood, the shortstop. He grounded to short and was hit by a pitch. Short run back in the second inning. So Daniel, right-handed pitcher, facing the left-handed hitting Henwood. Lumberjacks trailing here 7-3. First pitch from Daniel down low, ball one. Willie Brand goes three innings, giving up the seven runs. Six of them were earned, although there were some plays that should have been made that weren't errors, but cost the East some runs. Next pitch outside, 2-0. Brand didn't have a strikeout in the game and also had one walk and one hit batsman. Next pitch, there's a strike, and it's 2-1 now. Caught the outside part of the plate with that one. The wind and the 2-1 pitch. Rounded towards short, hiding. One hops it, and the throw over is in time. Played that off to his left side, but made the play, and there's one down here in the fourth. Henwood hit it hard, but right at Jordan Heiding. One down, and Taylor Borchers, the second baseman, will bat. He reached on an error and scored back in the first, single and scored back in the second. A wide and a pitch. Bounces outside, low and outside, and it is 1-0. Daniel pitched once in relief so far this season. Next pitch is outside again. It's 2-0. He pitched in the second game against Marshfield. Next pitch fouled out of play. Daniel pitched one inning, gave up a hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts in that one pitching performance this season. Counts 2-1. The line and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Took something off that one, and Borchers was out in front. And it is 2-2. The line and the 2-2 pitch. Popped up at foul. Schubring's going to go over and take a look, but it's going to get out of play, first base side. And the count remains 2-2. It's a four-game week for DC Everest. Although I take that back, I think that Friday game against Bozanese has been canceled. So a three-game week for the Evergreens today, tomorrow, and Thursday scheduled. There's a fly ball to shallow center field. Becker on the run, coming in hard. Can't make the play. It drops out there in no man's land. In shallow center field, and will drop for a base hit. Worth Borchers with a fly ball single to right center field, and with one down, runner at first, Connor O'Lane, the center fielder, will come to the plate. He has singled and doubled, scored twice, has a stolen base as well.
Runner takes his lead at first. Daniel the stretch and the pitch.
That's lifted in the air, a deep right field. Gritzmacher going back. Looks like he's got a beat on it and will make the play and quickly get it back into the infield as the runner retreats to first base. The wind was taking that one away from him as well, but he was over to make the play for the second out of the inning. Rolane hit it well, but there are two down now in the fourth for Dan Rothbauer, the DH. Rothbauer's got a couple of hits, three RBIs, a run scored. Two down, runner at first now for Rothbauer. See if the Lightning try to get him down into scoring position. The stretch, there goes the runner. First pitch is in the dirt. Romanski up with it. The throw is going to be late. And a stolen base for Borchers here in the fourth inning. 1-0 on the hitter, Rothbauer. The stretch and the pitch. That's in there for a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Abilene North leading 7-3. Now they go out there to change the side. It took them a pitch to remember to do it with the runner at second base. One ball, one strike. Daniel, long look in, gets the sign he wants. He's ready. Here it comes. Breaking ball lifted in the air to right field. Playable, though. Gritzmacher is going to make the grab for the third out of the inning, and Abilene North comes up empty for the second inning in a row. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Score after four complete remains. Abilene North 7 and Wausau East 3. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Abilene North as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Sam Romanski will lead things off for East. He struck out his first time up. Wide and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Waved at one outside the strike zone, and it's 0-1. Romanski, Whitmark, and Becker are scheduled to bat here in the fifth inning. Next pitch, grounded toward third. Bobble hits up, and the throw across is going to be in time for the out.
Third baseman Ian Garrity didn't come up with it clean, but it was right in front of him, and he was able to pick it up and make the play for the out. One down.
Widmark will come up now. He walked and scored back in the third inning. The line in the pitch. Breaking ball stayed upstairs, and it's 1-0. East Baseball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports. Wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Next pitch, fastball to letters for a strike, and it's 1-1. The line and the 1-1 pitch. That's hit on the air, but right at the shortstop.
Widmark hit that one off the end of the bat. It didn't seem to go anywhere, so it'll pop out to short for the second out of the inning.
And that'll bring up Brennan Becker, the center fielder now. Becker walked and scored back in the third. First pitch to Becker, high and tight, ball one. Cody Ferrito is still on the mound for the Abilene North Lightning here in the fifth inning. The line and the pitch. And chopped towards short. And the throw across is bobbled and dropped by the first baseman. The throw was low. That's going to be an error.
Probably on Henwood. The throw is low, so an error on the shortstop will allow Becker to reach here with two down in the fifth.
And that'll bring up Jordan Heiding. Henwood has thrown a number of balls over that have been low here tonight. In fact, Heiding reached in the first inning and then went to second on a low throw that got away. Jordan Heiding stands in now and takes the ball inside. Heiding single. Scored back in the first and also laid down a sacrifice bunt back in the third. Becker takes his lead. The stretch and the pitch. That's inside again. 2-0 now. See if the Lumberjacks can make an error hurt in here in the fifth inning. They trail it by four. The stretch
And the pitch. Way outside, backhanded by the catcher Wheeler. That saved the base right there. And it's 3-0 now to Jordan Heiding. The stretch and the 3-0 pitch. That catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. Burrito ready to work, and the pitch. That's drifted in the air to right center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. And Becker will stop at second. Placed it perfectly out there for a base hit. Runners at first and second now, and two outs for Willie Brandt. Brandt is fly to center and grounded to first. So Becker the runner at second and hiding at first. The stretch and the pitch to Brandt. That's high, ball one. Burrito the stretch and the pitch. Outside, ball two. Becker fake going to third. Wheeler was ready to throw. Not going to steal third, down four with a left-handed batter up there and two outs. Especially with Brandt, one of their better hitters, looking to shoot a gap here and score two runs. The stretch and the pitch. Brandt's going to lift it in the air to center field, but playable out there, and the inning is over.
The Lumberjacks get a couple of runners here in the fifth, but can't score. No runs, one hit, one error, and two left. Score after 4.5 remains. Appleton North 7 and the Lumberjacks 3. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Tom King back here at Appleton North. Some defensive changes for the Lumberjacks. Adam Peterson in to play second base. Tanner Denke is in center field, and Ian Corbett will play first base. Eric Daniel still on the mound here for the Lumberjacks. And Daniel will face Keegan Kroll, the left fielder. He's got an RBI ground out and bounced into a fielder's choice in two trips. Daniel ready to work. Here's the pitch. Stays high, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Daniel ready to work, the 1-0 pitch. That's high, and it's 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. The wide and the pitch. That's low and inside. 3-0 now on the leadoff man here in the fifth inning, Keegan Kroll. Wind and the pitch. That's ball four.
So Kroll draws a four-pitch walk to lead off here in the fifth inning, and that'll bring up Evan Pulse, the right fielder, who has popped to first and flied to right.
Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. Hunter takes his lead. Here's the pitch. Pulse squares the bunt, gets it down. It's a good one. Daniel's got to field it. The throw is going to be in time, but Corbett drops the ball, and now the runner will go to third as well. So another error. It's going to be a sacrifice and an error for Pulse.
Corbett just dropped the ball on the throw. He would have been out otherwise. Kroll will go to third on the error.
So now runners at the corners, nobody out for Chris Dahlke. Dahlke is singled and walked. Daniel is stretched, the check of the runners. Runner goes, and the pitch is way outside. They're not even going to throw. Huge jump
by the base runner at first. Pulse goes to second.
So now runners at second and third, and nobody out. And a 1-0 count on Dahlke. Stretch and the pitch.
chopped toward third. Runner's going to come home. Woodlock thought about coming home. Instead, throws across. Corbett can't make the play on the low throw. Run will score. Another run will score. And the runner goes to second. Once again, another error on the Lumberjacks. Woodmark on the throw. That allows two runs to score. He would have had a play at the plate if he would have come home. Instead, goes to first, throws it away, and two runs score. And it's now 9-3. That's the fourth official error scored on the Lumberjacks tonight, but there are two or three other plays they didn't make either that weren't officially errors. First pitch to Garrity is a ball upstairs. Ian Garrity, the third baseman, batting now. He laid down a sacrifice and also bounced to first. The stretch and the pitch. Inside, ball two, 2-0.
Lumberjacks just are not
good enough to survive this kind of defense. And the pitch. Route towards short. Peterson up with it. Throw is high, but Corbett's able to grab it and hold the bag.
Runner goes to third on the ground out to second. One down.
And it'll bring up Tyce Wheeler, the catcher. He's got an infield single and scored back in the second. He's also popped to first. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Appleton North leading 9-3. Tyce is hitting left-handed this time, batted right-handed his first two times up against Willie Brand, the left-handed pitcher. So first pitch is inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Daniel working out of the stretch with the man on third. Tyce is going to pop it foul ground. Widmark will come over and make the catch.
The second out. So Wheeler fouls out to the third baseman, two down here. And the fifth inning
for the top of the order, Alex Henwood, the shortstop. Henwood has grounded to short, hit by a pitch, and scored back in the second. He also grounded to short again in the fourth. Daniel still working out of the stretch, another left-handed batter. And that will nail Henwood right in the hip.
And he trots down to first base. Runners at the corners now.
For Taylor Borchers, the second baseman. Borchers has scored twice, got a couple of hits, an RBI, a stolen base. And hits here with two outs and runners at the corners. Daniel the stretch, now steps off and the runner retreats to first base. Long look in. Now he gets the sign he wants. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Pitches down low. Romanski off the handle on it as he came up to throw. And it's ball one. Runner goes down to second base.
Stolen base for Henwood.
So runners at second and third now with two down. And a 1-0 count on Borchers. The wide end of the stretch and the pitch. Driven in the air to center field. Denke going over toward right and can't make the play. Wynn took that one. He dove for it. Goes off his glove. And two more runs will score on the double by Borchers.
That ball kept drifting away from Denke in center field. He made a diving effort, but it went off his glove for the base hit. Two more runs are in. Two RBIs for Borchers. And with two down, runner at second.
The score now 11-3, and Connor Lane, the center fielder, will stand in. You got a single, a double, two runs scored, also flat out to right. The stretch by Daniel and the pitch is upstairs, ball one. Runner takes his lead at second. The stretch and the pitch. That's down low and inside. 2-0 now. And once again, a couple of runs score with two outs and the inning. The 2-0 pitch. That's driven in the air on a line to right field. Gritzmacher's got to play that on a hop. Runner will come in to score from second on the base hit. A line drive single by Rolane, the right field. Orchards will score from second. And it is 12-3. And now, Rolane at first represents the winning run. He would end on the 10-run rule if he comes in to score here. And Dan Rothbauer stands in. He's got a couple of hits, three RBIs, also flying out to right. The stretch and the pitch. Runner goes. Romanski's going to throw down, but it's going to be late.
Stolen base for Rolane.
And it will be the winning run at second base now. Rothbauer has a chance to end the game right here. The stretch by Daniel and the pitch inside, and it's 2-0. This game got away from the Lumberjacks in the second inning. They clawed back for two runs and had some runners on in the fourth and fifth, but couldn't get any closer than 7-3, and now North has broken it open. Here's a line drive to left field. Played on a hop, and that is not going to get it done. Here comes the throw home, and this will end the ball game. The winning run driven in
by Rothbauer with a line drive to left field. That's the ball game here on a 10-run rule. 13-3, the final. We'll come back and recap after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Tom King back here at Appleton North, where the Lumberjacks fall 13-3 in five innings, as Appleton North took advantage of some shoddy East defense here this afternoon. They also banged out 11 hits in a five-inning game for the victory. East actually jumped on the board first in this one, scoring an unearned run in the first inning. They were up 1-0. Jordan Heiding single, went to second on a throwing error, stole third, and was knocked in by Eric Daniel. 1-0 East after the top of the first, but Appleton North responded with three runs in the bottom of the inning, two errors in the inning for the Lumberjacks. They had four in the game, but there were a few other plays that were not made that officially were not errors, but kept innings alive and allowed Appleton North to add to the score. So it was 3-1 after one. North added four more runs in the second inning. East responded with two in the third, a couple of walks to Widmark and Brennan Becker, sacrifice bunt by Heiding, and then it was a Willie Brand driving one run in with a ground out, and then the other run scoring on a wild pitch, and that made the score 7-3. That's as close as East got. They shut down North for the third and fourth. At the fifth inning, the Lightning broke it open with six runs. There was another two errors in that inning that allowed six runs to come in and finish the ball game at 13-3. East baseball brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walking Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Winning pitcher was Cody Ferrito, as he went the distance for the Lightning. Gave up three runs, two of them earned, three hits, three strikeouts, and two walks. Willie Brand takes the loss, three innings, seven hits, seven runs, six of them earned, one walk, and no strikeouts. Eric Daniel pitched two innings, no strikeouts, one walk, gave up six runs, three of those were earned for the Appleton North Lightning here this afternoon. With the victory, Appleton North goes to 11-0 on the season, and with the loss, the Lumberjacks drop to 4-5, and they are scheduled to be back in action, weather permitting, tomorrow at Rhinelander, and we'll have that game for you in the second half of our doubleheader following D.C. Everest baseball. They've got a Valley game against Wisconsin Rapids from Winter Field in Rapids. That'll be the first game. Chris Conley on the call, pregame show at 4:15, first pitch at 4:30, and then I'll be up at Rhinelander to take on, as the Lumberjacks take on the Hodags tomorrow in our second ball game. That's going to wrap things up from Appleton North. Once again, thanks to all of our sponsors, and thanks to Zach, our engineer tonight, and thank you for listening. Lumberjacks come up short in this one. Appleton North with the victory here, 13-3. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.